It's written.
He said it's written.
It's part of the script.
Oh, we a script.
For basketball.
No, say, so that's the script of basketball.
NBA scripted, yes.
Oh, we. He said NBA scripted, bro. Yeah. That's so funny.
Everything got a script.
Everything got a script. Everything got a script, y'all. We heard it here
you
first.
You know that?
Yeah,
it's
no,
all,
I knew.
It's all scripted.
I knew that some things were scripted.
Hey, nah, we better chill.
I knew some things were scripted.
Welcome back to Hey. I love my bro. Back in the motherfucking building.
Nothing but nothing, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope
was
the hood.
Fucked up.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah.
The city fuck with me, now I got fucking city.
Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
Well, look, man, this is what we're going to do. First off, we're going
to
welcome the roomies back for another episode. We back up in this thing.
Oh, you know how it is. We definitely back up in this
thing.
We always back up in this thing.
Listen, don't nobody or nothing stop a show.
No, ain't going to stop nothing.
And like, it's never going to stop nothing. It's all going
to
do numbers.
You just know how to work, B, bro, when you preparing for something and then it switch up.
Yeah.
It shit'll fuck with you.
It'll
fuck with you. But you know how we do it over here, baby. We get down. Make it shake. You know what I'm saying?
It's always a plan B, contingency, baby. That's all it is, bro.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It ain't no plan B. You just make shit shake.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You gotta make it do what it do,
King.
And listen, I'm gonna be honest. Because I'm not too privy, but I just don't think people be understanding, bro, like how simple a text could be. Because to your point, when it comes to like actually preparing for one of these, I don't think people understand like we actually do like prepare for this. We ain't
facts.
Just coming in like, you know,
facts.
Not really prepared. Like there's going to be some research that's going to be done.
Yeah,
you know, things
you gotta
be formulated. And like, even if it's like, hey, look, I probably, okay, cool. You know, cool.
Right.
But, you know, a limbo thing.
But,
like, okay.
but nothing.
Nothing is like,
All right, bro. We're
cool.
We
here though.
We understand. But look, man, it's this time of the year. It's spring ball, man. OTA starting for the big dog. Man, hold on. Wait. Swerve.
Come back. I think congratulations.
Welcome back to the motherfucking Raw Room, baby.
We back up in this thing.
Shout out to all the new roomies, the old roomies, man. If you're new here, go ahead, hit the subscribe button, like, comment, share. And you know what it is, man. Go ahead. Rock with us, baby. We back in here for another episode. Sometimes people don't hold true to their word. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't come through.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
But we gonna make it do what it do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so like I said, you know, it's OTA times around. Spring ball starting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Over the past weekend, bro, went to the UFL game.
Yeah,
y'all couldn't count.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a time, bro.
You look like you had fun.
You know how Memphis always got the atmosphere.
Absolutely,
they always gonna come with the atmosphere.
Gonna be there. The
so it's
there.
It was some, you know, true Memphis sports fans in the building. My boy Cullen got some season tickets.
Okay,
We was right there. I think we was on the other little 30.
Okay.
It wasn't a whole lot of people, but it was a pretty good atmosphere, bro.
Yeah. It was a good football atmosphere.
Yeah, it was good. You know what I'm saying? It was first home game. Of course, it was more people last year, but the football was better.
Okay.
The product on the field was better.
That's what's
okay. It was more put together than what I saw last year. It was a fun game until the end. Memphis and Showboats, we ended up losing.
Mm-hmm.
Got a showboating penalty. Excessive celebration.
Really?
On the turnover. And I was
really?
Like, you know what?
That's, I fuck with that.
That's fitting.
Cool.
We should accept those.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Willingly.
Absolutely.
We want the 15 yards.
Gotta live up to the name.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta
like,
live up to
showboat. That makes sense. Come
gotta
on
live
now.
Up to the
I was like, well, you can't be mad at him for showing his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Got an interception and yeah, get a flag. Go crazy.
Make
took
him
a helmet off and shit. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
You got lit. That's what's up. What parts of it, though, to your point, like just making a better product? Like, was there anything in particular that you was looking forward to improve?
Oh, I mean, just like the I guess how the teams would run, how they, you know, the plays. It wasn't a whole lot of, I guess, like miscues and
okay,
silly penalties and stuff. Of course, it was some, but it was you know, a more of game product than probably previous. But it was some wild stuff. I mean, you know, they got the the extra point situations, yeah. And they got the you can score 3 points. Okay. After the touchdown,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the onside kick, bro. This what threw me off, because I mean, you know, shit. We got a team in Memphis, bro. That's what we want. We ain't really got no football team in Memphis to root for. And so, well, no. I'm talking about professional.
Okay,
I'm talking
about professional.
Like, because bro, a college, I'm not a college. Like, I'm not a Memphis Tigers fan, so I don't necessarily be.
Right, I feel
okay.
That.
Okay, I feel
you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a pass. Go ahead.
So, we like a professional football real. To watch in Memphis. Like,
thanks. This is it. Yeah.
This is the Showboats is what we've had. It's come and gone, you know what I'm saying? A few times. But so, like, the team, you know what I'm saying? They was on the win streak last year. Boom, they came out, had a pretty good game. This game scored a touchdown, a few field goals, had the lead up until the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bro, that onside kick rule where you just go for it. Last year.
Yeah, what is it, like fourth and something?
Last year, it was fourth and 15. I want to say somebody told me it was fourth and 15 last year. But this year, it is fourth and 12.
Okay.
So you got to get a complete a 12-yard play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, get 12 yards and then you could continue your drive.
Right. Keep the ball.
And so it was like, it was a bang, bang play, bro. But he caught it in the air on the line. They end up getting the first down, but I was just like, damn, bro. It was a wild ending of the game because San Antonio didn't have no points really until the fourth quarter. They scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sheesh. One quarter? Yeah, they went crazy.
Or the second half.
Oh, okay.
But it's still it was still in the last, like, you know,
a few minutes
20
of
minutes of the game, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was a wild time out there.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a better product than before. Okay. Like, that's
for sure.
That's great for them. Yeah. Like, for the league and for the guys and the players. It's
absolutely
a much better product.
It's a little different though, because I know all the, like, last year the teams were staying where they was at.
Mm.
Kind of, and then like, but all the teams are in the same place. I want to say one of my guys said they was all in Dallas, and they, like, I guess traveled to the game.
So like they go like, to East City then?
But I guess
home teams are?
Yeah. I guess they trying to save money.
I guess Dallas is like the hub.
Yeah.
Dallas like the hub where everybody's they just fly to wherever.
Yeah, I guess it's like a offset with the money, I guess. I don't know, you know, housing the different teams in different places. All eight teams practicing in the
Wow.
Arlington area. Yeah.
Different high school stadiums.
But it is pretty exciting, bro. The shit on the Birmingham.
Yeah.
I think they did the kicker, Jake Bates.
Yeah.
That's Bates' cousin right there.
All right, shout out to him, Bates.
Bro been hitting the long field goals.
Another 60-plus yarder.
Yeah.
For real? They might put him out there.
64 last week.
Ooh.
62 this week.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Getting it done.
He doing this consistently. Look like so far.
Yeah, back to back weeks, man. Help their team. They end up winning. No. Oh yeah, this.
He did that. That was last.
That was last week.
He did it twice. He made it twice. He made 63-yard field goal twice.
Yeah, but this week he made 62.
They called a timeout. He made one. He made one in regulation.
They got him one.
And then he got another one this week. How far was the one this week? Like
62. It was 62.
62.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay.
That's a huge kick.
Yeah, 60, but it was like on the money. It wasn't no question about it. That bit was straight. It didn't move. I mean,
people don't realize how far he's actually kicking that ball.
That shit far as hell.
Like, when you stand that far away and look at the other goalposts, like, that's a long way to kick that football.
All this stuff look different, like, when you're on the field. Like I said, when we was down here, you know, at the Titans game, you on the field, like, you see how far that shit is, and you look at the goalposts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yo.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
It got to be right here.
Boom. Nah,
that's
yeah.
Yesterday. That's oh, yeah. Plenty of room.
On the money.
Yeah. And it was deep, too.
Oh. Yeah. Nah, yeah. He liked that. He liked that.
Shout out to Bates, bro. Yeah. Long
Jacob
cousin.
Bates.
Jacob Bates.
Keep kicking.
Out of Arkansas.
Central Arkansas.
I want to see Memphis win, bro.
Central Arkansas.
I want to see Memphis win the whole little thing, bro.
For sure. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So how that's going to work playoff-wise?
What you mean?
Does everybody make it?
Everybody? No. I don't know how to... I think it's only like...
I think it's divisions, right?
Whoever at the top?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, four teams from each division qualifying for conference championship game. Okay.
So it's two teams? Yeah.
Okay.
Two teams from each side make it, so.
Okay, then they go that way. Okay, all right, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hey, man.
Now, does the championship game, is it going to be played like a quote-unquote neutral site, or is it going to, like, let's say, like, Memphis make it, and we the one seed or whatever, they're going to come down here to Memphis?
I don't know.
It'll be live.
There would be, like, a playoff game in Memphis, Missouri. It'll be fire.
That'll be fire.
That'll be fire.
It's going to be in St. Louis.
Okay.
Two bowls in Missouri.
Okay.
It's not the Super Bowl. They're gonna get mad. You can't say that.
My bad.
It's called
the UFL
championship.
Big shit.
It ain't even a bowl. They ain't got it's just a championship.
Right. Yeah, it's championship. Right. It's not even a bowl. You're right.
Just a championship game.
You gotta differentiate the products. It's a lot of products, bro. You gotta differentiate these products.
But yeah, bro. Shout out. I mean, well, not really. They lost. They gotta get together. But anyway, I'm more on Memphis. They had Big Spain in the building.
Absolutely.
Marcus Gasol. The old Grizzlies in the building.
Big Spain.
Retired that jersey out there.
Yeah, we beat him in state championship in basketball. But yeah.
It's not your time right now, okay?
Just congrats to Marcus Gasol on a great career.
This is not your time.
And listen.
Great career.
And listen,
retired his number.
Before the Twitter fingers get to going or Faye gonna say anything. I know that man, they was ready to go. I know what I said.
I did
my research too. We ain't got to say it again. But I know what I said.
What did he say?
I know what I said. And if you're a true roomie, you know what was said. You know what I'm saying? Some things were said.
Oh, we got a lot of new roomies.
I want to say.
What they said, Faye.
Go back to the episode. Y'all check it out. But listen, congrats to Mark, bro. He does deserve it. This man had it ready.
He gonna have it queued up.
I knew he was ready.
Come on, bro. And then you talked it up. Ready.
Huh?
You know,
because
you said
listen,
he wouldn't?
This is the moment. Nah, I didn't say he wouldn't. That's not what I said. Go ahead, play it. Play it for them. I don't have that love for Marcus Gasol. I don't.
Ooh. That is crazy.
I don't. Bro. I just don't like how he looks. That's what I said. I don't like that. That nigga got a ring, bro. I'm salty. He left, and literally 3 months later, got a ring.
But
you blaming him?
I'm not blaming him for that.
You blaming Mark for
listen,
that?
Listen, bro. It's just I'm not. But shout out to Mark though. Mark. Listen, if it wasn't for Mark, we wouldn't be in the Western Conference Finals. So you know what I'm saying?
Fucking weak.
Yeah.
Congrats to Mark.
Right.
Great career.
Congrats.
Retiring the double threes in Memphis.
For sure, bro. Big
shout out to Big Mark.
It looked great out there too, bro. Everybody was out there, bro.
Hey, look, y'all think I'm tall. He taller than me.
Yeah, he's tall.
For sure.
He's taller than me.
We already know he one of them 7-footers out there.
Yeah, he one of them legit. He's a legit 7-footer plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was like the whole presentation they did for him, bro. It was great, bro. Tony Allen looked good out there, bro. Zebo out there, great. Mike Conley pulled up. Yeah, there it is.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean, everybody came out for this.
They had the squad.
Everybody came out for this, bro. Almost everybody I knew just about, you know, I had some family in the building. So
Rudy
my
out there?
I don't know what Rudy showed up. You talking about Gay?
Yeah.
Rudy Gay? I didn't see him.
Oh, damn. Tony Allen, look at
him. I didn't see him,
bro. Tony Allen got a glut, bro.
Zebo,
man. Hey, listen, Eddie look, Winslow. Listen. Yeah, okay. Eddie Winslow.
man, suited and booted out there. Okay,
hey, man, Zebo's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
lefty, facts, bro. Big lefty.
Memphis love.
Yeah,
great feet. Move out. Yeah, man.
Turn to 3-3.
Powell came out as well. You know his brother was out there.
Oh, of course, so, his brother gonna be. Gotta be out there.
It was. It looked great, bro.
Gotta be there for little bro.
For sure, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, love seeing that, man.
Yeah, that's love, man. So shout out to him, man.
But you know what? You know what else we love seeing? When Main pulled up on the group, and because since we're on the topic of basketball, Main dropped all the footies because we had heard recently. We was on the spaces. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. Sweet coming back for the Rec League Championship.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he back out there.
I ain't seen none of this.
We got
DB was like, hey, Sweet, how many points you average, whatever, like 12 or something? Sweet was like, nah.
What happened was, Faye asked what you average. No. Base asked.
Yeah.
And Faye said like 12. Like, I said like probably like 19, 18. He said, dang, that's a lot.
I did.
Sweet said he got buckets out here.
That wasn't nothing.
What?
So look.
All right,
Main had dropped the footage. In the chat, in the group. And we watched it. I watched it. As soon as it went in there, I watched it. I was doing my film study because we got to see what Sweet talking about. We only seen the free throw. And the first clip, bro. That wasn't the first one. No. That wasn't the first one that I had seen. The first one I had seen, bro. Sweet. That shit was fucked up.
What was the first one you seen?
Put that bitch in there, bro. You know what I'm talking about, too.
Which one?
The first one, bro. You coming down on the wing over there.
Okay.
And we talked about it. Bro, threw you the pass on the cut, and you hesitated and turned that pitch over, and you were walking back.
Hey, what'd he do? My bad.
My bad. That one right there. My bad.
Hey, that was the first one.
That was the first clip. I said, bro. Please don't tell me my dog. Hey, what
did you say? My bad.
Hey, nah.
That was the very first one.
Right.
That was the first one that came up.
Y'all about to go crazy to me.
So look, I went and watched all the clips, bro. So Sweet, he was warming up. Boom, he hit some shots out there. So the clips is cool, bro. He making some plays out there. But I did have some, but we gonna get to that. But so before, he sent the little stat sheet.
Okay.
He sent the little stat sheet, bro. My dog had 30 points out that bitch.
36.
Man said he had 20 in the first half.
30, first half.
30 in the first half. My bad. Excuse me.
Yeah, 30 in the first half?
30 in the first half. Finished the game with 36.
Up, Sweet out there putting up shots, bro. Look at his field goal attempts.
But then we
31 shots in 37 minutes?
Yeah, look.
Hey, we getting up shots.
Then we dug deep into the stats. Sweet was putting up them fucking shots.
We getting up shots.
Sweet was 8-10 from inside the 3-point. But then we get to that 3-point.
23?
6-4-20.
23, Sweet?
6-4-20. I said, God damn, Sweet passed the ball.
We ain't going Steph Curry no more. We going Alex Sweet.
Come on now, dog.
We going Alex Sweet. We ain't going Steph Curry no more.
Caitlin Clark, look up to you, dog. Damn.
Nigga, 23?
Sweet would put that bitch. I'm gonna hit one of these hoes.
Hey. But listen, if you look at the percentage wise, it's 30%. That ain't terrible.
It ain't terrible, but that's a lot of threes.
We ain't been doing. Hey, King, I told you, bro. We ain't been doing nothing but shooting.
Catch and shoot.
Hey, listen, bro. Shout out to Jamal.
So you blame me, right? So are you blaming Jamal?
I'm not blaming. Yes, for that. 30 points in the first half. Yes.
So you blaming it on your trainer?
No. So it's Jamal's fault.
I got 30 points in the first half.
Oh, you blaming it. Okay. I had a game.
Okay. Nigga just ran out of gas second half. We had no sub. It was five of us out there. Yeah, stamina got me. But that first half, I was going off, though. 30 points. In the first half,
fresh
first
legs.
20.
Layers are fresh.
Right. Super fresh. But then, so look, go back to the tape. Sweet made some nice plays out there. So Sweet team, they got jerseys. Sweet had went and got his shoes. We rated his shoes. Somebody said they was a two. But so they look uniform. But then I looked a little deeper into the defense. Go running back Faye right here.
I looked at their jerseys.
Those are t-shirts with Sharpie on that. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
They weren't ready, bro.
Look at that. Look at the competition.
They weren't ready.
Bro, that hole hit the side of the goal just in that shot.
Sweet. Hey, so you saying so?
Sweet block buddy. Sweet block buddy right here.
Hey, so y'all say so? This the Harlem Globetrotters game? That's the little.
For sure.
So look,
it's this, a Harlem Globetrotters
listen,
game.
Listen.
This is a preseason
listen.
Game or something.
For sure. Now listen. The way they do it is in the league on a Sunday joint, they put everybody together because it's like 20 teams. And so eventually they're going to break it up to like, you know, the groups. Whatever. Yeah, the groups.
But now you just doing pool play.
So, yes. No. This is figuring out what pool we going to.
So what they're gonna do is evaluate everybody's scores.
Yeah. So when I realized, I said, all right, you know what, bro? We gotta really like show out. We can't just beat them by like 20, 30 points. We gotta first of all, we gotta bust the clock. That was my first goal. Bust the clock. Get
so
a hug.
So you went in there with Mamba mentality off rip. Yeah, Mamba mentality off rip.
We finna put the pedal to the metal from the gate.
Yes, Mamba mentality. I was like, yo, we got to beat them. So we got to beat them by 20, cool, 30. But we got to score 100 points.
You had that 30. Was my goal. You had almost 40. Your man had 30.
Yeah, we went crazy.
And another man had 19. Hey, hold on. Go back to the stats. Your boy Isaac, that's the real sleeper right there.
Yeah.
That boy real sleeper right there.
Yes, sir.
Because he was efficient. 80.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. 6'8", big Isaac, bro.
69% from the field?
Yeah, he didn't miss too many times.
Come on now. He went for three from three.
12 hey.
Boards.
And he getting boards too?
Right.
Boards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Your three-point percentage was definitely better than yours.
It was. He didn't say it.
I mean, stick it to the same thing.
Pass Look, the ball, sweet.
It's the same thing. Listen, 3-for-1, 33%, 6-for-20. Them the same thing.
Nah, 33 is more than 30, sweet.
He was really giving.
33 is more than 30.
Listen,
sweet.
Baby.
He was really getting off, bro.
Okay, hey,
you were just taking all the shots, bro.
I was taking all the shots.
Hey, sweet. Hey, this is what, buddy. Rebound, dribble up court, pass the sweet, get back on defense.
All right, now look, when y'all play rebound. Some competition, you better.
Man, listen, think about it. You get a rebound and assist. I get a rebound, dribble up, sweet. I'm going to get back on defense. Facts. Give me another rebound.
You getting assist, bro. You getting assist. Y'all hilarious.
Nah, we got to get to a game now. After this,
we got to pull up.
We got to pull up.
Y'all get to a game.
Y'all
because the sweet putting up shots like this, I got to see this.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
I got to see this.
I got to.
Y'all funny.
Hell yeah.
We're going to pull up.
I mean, look, you doing good on your average right now.
Hey.
This game won.
Y'all talking about 12-12.
He putting up 31 shots in game one. It's only going to go up.
Only.
All right, now.
He going to have a game with 40.
Pro-Am sweet in it, bitch.
Hey, listen, bro. 40 shots. Put the stats out there, man. Hey, but listen, shout out to everybody out there, too, because they really mess with us heavy. They mess with us heavy out there, bro. Like, they love the raw room. Bro.
Hold on. So they was letting you get buckets?
Nah, hell no.
Oh, is that what happened?
No.
They was showing love like that?
Nah, hell no.
You getting superstar
That's
treatment?
Getting. Now, hey, I'm going to get superstar treatment regardless.
Ooh.
Because I talk. So, unless you referee want to, you know, hear an earful. I mean, like, you can't kick me out the game. It's not happening.
What if you can't get kicked out the game?
No. At least, yeah, but I'm not. What you mean?
I'm not. You LeBron?
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Slick.
No, LeBron ain't putting up. He's more Kobe than LeBron. LeBron ain't putting up.
He's this
many
Kobe
shots. Right. So you Steph Curry. 31 shots in 37 minutes?
Yeah, but I was putting them up. It was fun, though.
So you just had an extra training session. That's all it was.
It did,
he didn't play in the game.
He was practicing. Yeah. Practicing.
Honestly, that's what it was. It for sure was. It was practice.
It was practice.
But, man, listen, we back out there next week again, bro. Shout out to the homies, man. I know Miami gonna pull up.
Y'all better go undefeated, man.
That's the plan,
y'all
bro.
Better go undefeated.
Right, you got two 30 points, a triple double.
They better go undefeated.
Yeah. Another double double. Yeah. Like, y'all, hey,
it's a squad. And we only had five. It was just us. We had no bench.
We're gonna have to see the competition, man.
You do. That is true.
We're gonna have to see the competition.
It is true. But like I said, even this game right here, we did. Like I said, bro, we put up 103. So.
It's a lot of points.
I mean, you know, 2 20 minute halves. I say, yo, we're gonna score 100
points. How much the other team have?
Yeah, I don't know. Not enough.
I clearly not enough, but
oh shit.
I don't know.
Did they get over 70?
Fuck no. We still play defense.
So they was just ass.
No, we play defense. I got two legit. Hey, I got a question. Listen.
Why are you the only one on your team that took free throws?
What you mean? So they got
you the only one on your team that shot
tech.
Free throws.
Yeah, they got
tech. He was shooting by himself. Yeah. He was on the thing.
A tech is three free throws now?
No. So I got an one. You saw that. I got an one. He fouled me. Oh,
plus
shit.
Tech, plus
and,
two for the tech.
And two for the tech.
Then so he fouled you. You got an one.
Who's shooting? Look at all the threes.
What I'm saying is all this happened at the same time. You got an one foul and then he got a tech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, sweet. You doing them like that?
Yeah.
So you took.
I took all three. Those three attempts. Yeah. Like, we didn't go to the line much. Who was getting the bucket?
I mean, at all. Outside of you, y'all didn't go at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Three
attempts.
Three on the
tech. Yeah, so I saw that. So he had an
one.
I know.
And he got a tech. So I shot my one and then I shot two. The tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
He missed the one, but he made both.
I missed the one. Nigga tripping. Yeah, tripping. Big facts. I should hit all three. Yeah. I should hit all three. J
We got us a star over here, ladies and gentlemen. Her way on Sweet on the way, baby. We got him in the gym with the trainer. Yeah. You wasn't shooting with him at the gym now.
You wasn't. No. Y'all want it, but y'all not out there shooting with us, bro. Y'all not out there shooting with us, bro. Shout out to Maul, bro. Y'all not with us shooting in the gym, bro. No.
Keep getting it right, Maul.
Hey, I just need to see what it's like against the competition.
Yeah. That's true. I got you.
That's all. Let us know when you play against. Let us know when you play against some defense. That's the game I'm
talking to. Come on, me, bro. Like, come on now, bro.
That's fair. That's fair, man. Well, listen. Speaking of basketball, and we just left the NBA briefly. I did want to shout out on this same night that I put up 36. Kyrie put up 48, and gave us a new meme as well. Did y'all see the meme? The Kyrie gave us, bro, after what did he play? You see?
Kyrie.
Bro, Kyrie gave us a new meme, bro. This man right here put a move on Dylan Brooks. Had this man all over the place. You ain't got the clip? It's all good. Listen.
He said, you ain't got the clip.
You got the clip.
Did you
put it? You got to get the clip. I got to find the clip.
Did you not send it?
Right. I just thought it was out there. Put a move on Dylan Brooks. Had him spin all over the place, bro. But had 48, went crazy, bro. Y'all, here it is. Boom. Yes, look. Listen, bro. Faye, I believe in Faye. Faye work. They need to put a move. Boom. Boom, boom. Watch my guy. Boom. Where you going? Whoop, come back. Whoop, wait. I'm gone, bro. Jelly. I got one to move to. Check this out, though.
So yours wasn't like that, Sweet.
It was not like that. Meme coming right here, though. People use this. Oh, bro. They didn't even show the meme. This ain't the clip I'm going to be with.
Yours wasn't like
you,
bro.
It was slick. Something like it, bro. But, bro, Kyrie going crazy, though. He's going crazy. Kyrie's going nuts out there, man.
Speaking of basketball,
what else we got?
Shout out to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Won that championship.
Yes, bro.
Two straight undefeated seasons.
Yeah,
lost all five starters last year. Came back and did it again. Whole new five,
bro. That's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough.
That was a pretty good game, bro.
Did y'all watch the whole thing all through?
I caught what was like the last three quarters.
Man, so we were part of that 18.4 million views or whatever crazy number they put out there, bro. Everybody watched this damn game, bro.
For sure.
I loved it.
It was great. Raven Johnson to me, I mean, Cardoso did her thing, but Raven Johnson to me, bro, was damn near like playing the game.
Defense.
Like, yes.
Defense, yeah.
Cookies all over the... Like... The one at halftime to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big... That changed the whole momentum of the game.
That changed the momentum of the game because at that point, I think that was her second time getting picked.
And it was still close. The game was still close. That right there.
I'm in your head now, but I mean, listen, Kaylin still put up
30.
You know, 30. You know
yeah, she
saying?
Did. She did. You got to contain
she
those.
She scored players. Almost as much as you, Sweet.
Told you. And she was shooting, that bitch like you too, bro.
Hey, listen, you're going to get 30. You got to put them up there, bro. You got to put them up there, man. But now, Raven Johnson went crazy, though. Her defense was phenomenal. The two freshmen that they had out there really gave South Carolina their offense in the
threes,
first
boy.
Half.
It was shooting the peel off that thing.
It was going crazy off the bench. You know, I mean, like, she's been having great bench play the entire season, Don has, bro. But it was a phenomenal game. It was fun to watch. A lot of people watched it, boy. Went crazy, yo. Went crazy.
They played the best as a team
throughout the entire.
Like, they played. It was never one, you know, one player but a team. They always played as a team the whole year. And I feel like that's the way Don coached him, though. Like you said, you lose five starters last year, come back, do the same thing. Obviously, your team's got to be team.
Bro.
Yeah, your team, like your team chemistry, like everything you got as a team together, that's the only way that works.
Facts.
I love it. Keep going, Don. Get a nut in.
Camilla Cardoso, though, she a problem at 6'7". Blocks, rebounds, points. She was literally doing it all. Same. I'm pretty sure they got her going, I guess, what number, like number top five.
Super, yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah. Definitely, top five. Definitely high in the draft.
Yeah, but she was a problem down there.
Hey, them blocks she had towards the end of the game?
Mm-hmm.
God, bro.
Yeah, big one.
Sir.
Big block. I ain't gonna lie to you. I do want to say, too, I feel like we haven't really talked about it as much, but I don't know the name of the Iowa coach, but she put on a coaching clinic, I feel like, too, as well, making just big time adjustments. I feel like
Lisa, is that say Bluter?
Bluter? Bluter. Like, she been put on a clinic, bro. Like, I feel like Kaylin had, I want to say, what, 41 against LSU, right? Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at, like, the defensive part of that game, too, keeping four people in the box. Although Andrew, we've got 20 boards. She, like, just her scheme, and I feel like a lot of coaches haven't been able to adjust, like, in the second half and make something happen. But she's been doing it all season. Did it against UConn.
Yeah, she definitely coached her ass off.
She's been doing
getting,
her thing.
Getting back that far in the tournament for real. And, you know.
I mean, Kaylin's Kaylin now, but, like, she's been put on a
coach. No, yeah, because they as well have a good team. Them girls are playing their ass off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That the UConn, I know this old now, but, like, even, like, during their UConn game when, you know, she, I mean, the coach made a decision, yo, listen, we're going to go inside, and they was eating UConn up and inside.
Yeah.
During that game, you know, there was a very questionable call at the end. You got to let this shit play, Ralph, but I know this old now. But man, listen, you know, they did her thing. Shout out to Kaylin. That was her last game. Look at this, bro. they said this right here wasn't even a call to move his screen.
It's a different game.
That man held three people for moving like this. Hey. He was like, y'all not going nowhere, bro. Look,
we didn't see him. We didn't see any, bro.
Two.
He said, y'all not going nowhere.
We didn't see any, bro. The NBA did they get ref different, completely different, bro.
Refing across the board, NFL, college. Football, basketball, bro, reffing. Now it is like, bro, what are y'all doing?
They came to see the refs. Everybody came to see the refs.
It's like,
that shit
I understand the rules be changing and shit, but crazy, that's their job, the rules. That's I understand, don't get me wrong. It's because there's some cool refs out there. I understand they do have a hard job.
They got a hard job.
They got a lot of dudes.
I want to be a difficult job.
It's a lot of stuff that you know what I'm saying.
That's too much pressure.
They calls and you know shit. Just how like sometimes in basketball the refs like, yeah, they not supposed to do it, but yes, it happens. Motherfuckers get thrown out of games, texts or whatever because the ref like in their emotions type shit. They don't necessarily show it, but like they showed it with, you know what I'm saying. Draymond,
man.
You know what I'm saying. Sometimes the refs be like. Oh, I'm gonna tee him up
because I can.
He talking crazy. You know what?
Yep.
Nah.
Yeah, like nasty, bro.
Basketball.
Eat your whistle, and that with the girls' game, like let him play it out.
Let him play it out. You gotta do it.
They've been battling all game. Let them play.
A lot of people saying too, like, again, I don't want to harp on it too long, but they were saying like it was a moving screen. It probably was, but you got caught it all game. And they ain't even calling like that all game.
Right. You call it at that point in the game, you making the game about you. That's what
But so y'all see the logo they put out for Vince, bro? The Raptors?
I did not. I did see that him.
For his Hall of Fame thing?
Yeah.
I did not see the logo that they put out for him, though.
They dropped it. It was like, I guess, a Vince Carter Day logo, bro. They had the Raptor doing one of his little signature dunks.
That's hard.
That's fire.
Some of the fans were talking about it. They need to make that
That's the official. They need to change it. Yeah, that's what they need to change it to.
That's it.
That's hard. That's tough.
Come on,
I fuck with that.
I might grab one of them. Oh yeah, whatever you got it on. That's hard, bro.
I might have to get a jersey with that. That's hard. That's fine. That needs to be the official news.
Oh yeah, bro. But you know how team like it would be. It would definitely be cool, bro. It would be so many people that just copping that just cause.
Right.
Yeah. Just cause.
It's him.
Thanks. But changing it though, you know that probably ain't gonna happen.
That's fire.
Man, that is fire though.
That's fire.
Somebody go put on a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You better find it.
I'm sure it's merch out there.
It's already out there.
It's plenty merch.
It's almost out there, man.
That's far.
Yeah. Instantly be primary logo in sports.
So you a Raptors fan, Oklahoma Drill. Who you taking Vince? You taking Kawhi Leonard? Oklahoma Drill. You like, what you doing? Vince or Kawhi Leonard? We haven't had a Oklahoma Drill in a minute, too, so.
We haven't, but damn, that's a... They've been talking about this? People been talking about this?
No, I'm talking about it now.
This was just random.
This is just popping my head. Vince or Kawhi Leonard?
I mean...
You was in Canada for a bit, yeah. Yeah, for sure. There you go.
I know, but it's like...
What would the streets say?
The streets would probably say... if we talking like real basketball heads or like basketball fans...
Raptors fans.
Oh, shit. Yeah, probably say Vince Carter, bro.
You say Vince?
I mean, I might be an older basketball fan. Like, maybe the younger fans might not fuck with Vince, but like,
He was there longer.
I would think, at Vince, for sure.
Yeah, but Kawhi won a ring.
That's cool, but how long was he there?
A season. Was yeah, 18, 19. Yeah,
I mean, he won a championship. But
I'm still going Vince.
Damn.
Yeah, niggas tough. Is going Vince. I mean.
That's tough. I mean, I'm just saying, like, listen.
Because, I mean, in Raptors, it's okay, we got a conversation. But, like, in basketball, like, just in general, like, who you picking?
I mean, I feel like I would go with the one that won the championship. If I'm a fan. If I'm a fan of the team in basketball, the end goal is to win a ship. So.
I mean, yeah, but just because a nigga win a ship, like, it don't mess that, like, if you comparing one-on-one player.
It doesn't take
player,
away from the body of work.
Right. If you comparing one-on-one player, basketball player, not, like, accolades. Like,
I mean, but I feel like this part of the play is not Kane. Like, I feel like that's part of it, bro. Like, you can't take away the
ring. But I'm saying he was only there for 1 year. I mean, getting a ring in 1 year is great. Let me not take away from that. But Vince was there for some years and put time in. So that's why I'm not even talking
Raptors. I'm just talking basketball, period.
Oh, basketball in general?
Yeah, just hooping. Fuck. Like, who you picking?
I mean, I might have to take Kawhi, too.
I think you still going. I got to say about the averages. Now, I will, honestly, I can probably say Vince because he did it longer. And, like, we saw it. I'm not sure how long Kawhi got, but he did it for a very long time, too. Vince did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, stat. I mean, well, there you go. Everything leaned towards Kawhi as far as just the game goes. Total stats, everything. So
Points,
all of that. Yeah.
Rebounds.
No, assists. Total points. Vince Carter is different. Killing him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts.
Well, yeah,
he was there longer. That's what I'm saying. But just average stats. Yeah. That's a conversation to have. If as a fan of the game, like, well, snap, who do you take? But I feel like I'm leaning towards Kawhi, though, from just with that ring alone. Just with their ring. So.
I mean, that was.
It's a good convo, though.
That was a curveball like a motherfucker, sweet.
Right.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
Man, nah, you ain't. It was like.
My fault.
Vince Carter, Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Goddamn.
Out of left field.
I was like, shit.
My bad, what? Bro. Listen, we were talking about, you know, listen. We haven't had a good Oklahoma drill like that in a minute, bro. That's one to talk about. But anyway, shout out to Vince Carter, though. Regardless.
Nah,
shout out to him, man.
Hell yeah. They your boy Calipari, man, moving on.
You see that, right? They can sign him to, I think, a 5-year. They're working on a 5-year deal with him.
Yeah,
fired. I don't know if he that was my question. Did he get fired or was his contract that's over with Kentucky?
He just left.
He just got up on out of there.
Yeah, they
he just left.
Yeah.
He said, oh, okay. More.
Why
oh,
you think
more,
you why
money?
You think he left, sweet?
Better job?
Right. Why you think he left?
I mean, better opportunity?
Paid, yeah, I mean, he had.
What two companies in Arkansas that's gonna help get him paid?
I mean, sweet, if you walking with this
Walmart
bag, sweet,
and Tyson,
if you walking
and Tyson is
and Tyson right. Chicken,
if you walking with this bag, sweet, and you see a bag six times the size over, you like, oh shit, hold on, you might want to go get that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's what it looked like happened here.
Okay,
that's exactly what happened.
Okay. That's what it looked like happened here.
That's exactly okay. What
happened. Oh, more bag
for him and his players. Imagine the NIL money they're going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
Walmart and Tyson.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Tyson Chicken.
Come
they,
on now.
They still make regular commercials just because. They said people. They got money to spend. Damn. Okay.
Call the party. Right.
So it's not. So I will say that he had a lifetime contract at Kentucky for $8.5 million a year. And okay. It's reported now that he's going to get a 5-year deal that's higher than $8 million. So this is not really a financially driven decision. You know, Kentucky had, you know, the last couple of years, they've been struggling in the NCAA tournament.
They have been. That's why I was asking.
The fans and the boosters have been, you know, they've not been happy with that. And then, you know, Calipari's thing is like, I'm going to get guys paid into the draft. Kentucky wants championships and banners.
That is his thing.
Right.
And so there's been a lot of, you know, friction there.
That man, so, do you think that it was his decision, or was it a Kentucky decision?
He's gonna get more money.
Had to have been his.
It didn't have to be his. Why, okay,
it was college.
Kentucky couldn't have been like, go get that job over there at Arkansas,
right?
Well, I'm saying, like, was he actively looking? I guess this is my question.
I mean, do you got to be actively looking for somebody to
say, hey, look, I got
walk
you.
Right?
I got you.
Hey, nigga, you want a job?
You want a job? You want a job making more money than your last job doing the same thing?
I feel what y'all saying. I do agree with that 100%. It is interesting though. I'm just trying to see, like, so do you think you got his recruits that are supposed to be coming in?
Did it say his recruits going to Kentucky?
That's the question.
Oh.
Like, his commits that he got.
Are they going to Arkansas with him?
Are they going to follow him? I guess that's the question.
That's crazy. I don't even know how that works.
They can have, I guess,
I mean, I understand, like, if you... Well, damn. I guess, like, if you're at a school and the coach leave, like, you get a chance to leave a state type shit. But, like, if you're coming into a class...
Hey, if my coach leave for more money, I'm going with him.
Yeah.
What's up, coach?
Because didn't they say, like, an NIL budget or something?
They did say
NIL budget. It's going to be stupid.
I believe there was something on with their NIL.
It's part of the discussions with Arkansas and how much money they'll be, you know, pouring in.
They got cap room in here?
Come on, bro.
He said they got cap room.
You got Walmart. You got the Walden family. Yeah. The Walden family, the Tyson family. That's more they...
Yeah.
But the NIL budget is going to be stupid.
Good Nick Rash.
Yeah, expected to inject million. You're right.
Billions more. Is that million? Oh, yeah. They about to go crazy.
Make it a B.
Make it a B. They got it. It ain't like they ain't got it.
Make it a B.
It's interesting. Okay.
Largest pool of research. That's crazy as hell.
That's crazy as hell.
It's nuts, bro. Yeah, bro. They like the Yankees. No salary cap. They don't, whatever. Pay him whatever he wants.
Pay him whatever he wants.
Make it happen. Blank check. Give him whatever he wants.
Has there been any rumors, Faye, about Kentucky though? Like who potentially would be coming in? I know it's super early. I know it's super fucking early.
The reported top name is Billy Donovan.
Billy.
Wow.
He was an assistant at Kentucky under Rick Pitino, so he's got some background there. So
we know Billy.
You know,
we know Billy.
Okay. I mean, if you're an NBA coach, do you leave that to go to the shit show that is college coaching these days?
It is a shit show.
For more money, yes.
I'm about to say, I don't think they really care about this.
More money, yes.
What is he doing right now?
He's in Chicago, right?
Yeah, Chicago Bulls head coach.
Oh, he's a head coach.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was in Chicago.
Okay, yeah.
Billy done gone great.
No, but they say he is like the donor. He's gonna be one of the biggest donors, right? Was that what they said?
No.
What is he?
No, he's the top candidate. Yeah.
For the Kentucky job.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm leaving a head coach job in the NBA.
For possibly more money?
Will it be? Yeah, Kentucky got it too, huh? look at King say, yeah, we can make it work.
For basketball.
Somebody said, Kentucky basketball,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
We can make it work.
Kentucky basketball,
we can make it work.
Yeah, Kentucky.
That's a good point, though, face your point. I mean, like right now, though, shit, it is a shit show in college basketball.
Everybody, everywhere, they just like, all right,
it's tough.
We're gonna bounce around a little bit. I'm gonna play the field a little bit. I'll see y'all later.
See what I can do. See what I can't do.
Coaches, players, everybody.
Everybody trying some shit now, huh?
Niggas playing Uno. They said reverse that shit. Nope. Oh, this school? Nope. Skip that.
He said what? Uh-huh. Bro, speaking of shit, let's get to Bronny real quick. So he entered the transfer portal. And
I thought he was going to the draft.
He also entered the draft, to my knowledge. Is that correct, Faye? Is that how it worked out? I think he did both. Which I don't think is unheard of. I just never heard of it.
I know people like
it's real,
right? What?
I know people like declare for the draft and then be like, all right, never mind. I'm gonna stay. But
simultaneously.
How do you enter the portal and the draft at the same time?
That was my question.
All right, so this is what it is. So I think college players have the ability to enter the draft a certain number of times before they actually have to stay in the draft.
Right.
And while they're in the draft, they get feedback from NBA scouts.
Right,
and
you get your draft grade. Right.
Like that during that window of time. Right, exactly. So then they're able to stay in the portal while getting that information. So they keep their eligibility, still get this,
if he's in the portal,
feedback,
they
can work
playing
on the game and shit like that.
I mean, but he's not playing, though.
Right, but he can still be recruited. He's still being recruited.
That's what I'm saying.
While still getting his data about his game.
I mean, him in the portal, though, like he did, like he wouldn't get, I mean, he was average, I want to say, like 4.5 points over there, bro.
3 points a game. Anyway, yeah, I just don't.
But it don't. You gonna recruit him? They're gonna somebody recruit him.
Somebody gonna get him for sure.
Of course.
If he don't go to the league, so it's like, I don't know. It is. It was a little interesting when I heard that.
It just didn't make any sense.
I want my boy Jake to get him. Going over there to Ohio State.
LeBron ain't going back to Ohio.
You don't think so? Of course he not going back.
Man.
But
I'm sure he's
going to go to the league, bro. He's going to go to the league.
I think so, too.
When? What? You talking about this next upcoming?
Yeah. In the draft.
He's not going to the league this year.
Yeah, he is. His daddy, LeBron only got 1 year left. He's going to play 1 year with Bronny, and then he's going to be gone.
I can't see that happening.
It's already
bro.
Written.
That is wild. I can't see that happening.
How many players? How do you
4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds,
how do you enter the portal,
bro?
The draft and the portal at the same time?
Faye just told us what happened. Broke that down.
What I'm saying is, how many times have you heard that, though? Like,
well, I just told you. I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah,
but
it's
apparently
common.
Okay, so apparently it is a thing.
It's a new thing.
I think it's a thing. Again, like I said, it is a new thing, but it made sense. I do see him going to get his grade. Who would
with his daddy for 1 year and LeBron?
Bro, who would pick that?
It don't matter. It don't matter.
It is a weak draft too.
LeBron going to
this draft is super
LeBron
weak. Where he going in? LA? He go LA? Or is LeBron is like that piece?
Why
like I'm going.
Why should we act like he don't listen to what we talking about?
Sometimes. I'm listening to you. I'm trying to make.
How many
it make
times
sense?
Have we told him something he didn't want to listen to us and it ended up happening?
I ain't seen it in the NBA yet though. It's different now.
You're right, but
it is.
It's all right. We gonna see. I doubt that happened. I don't think they might go in this year. Absolutely not. I mean, come on now.
We don't know.
Hey, man.
Ain't no way Bronny's 6'4". They need to.
Bro, look at that. Yes.
Bronny ain't 6'4".
Look at these numbers.
DB said the numbers do not be.
They measure basketball players with their shoes on. They don't measure.
Well, yeah, that. I'm talking about his stat numbers.
I'm talking about his height. Yeah, anyway, he's 6'4".
Well, yeah. And then, like I said, I don't see no team picking them up in the draft with them numbers. That doesn't make no sense. That makes no sense to me.
Hey, man, I don't think it has to do with the numbers.
Okay.
I think there's a name on the back of his jersey that he wears.
Yeah, I understand.
That's got a lot to do with.
Bruh, y'all, I
we don't know. We football players, right?
I don't know. What it says,
sweet.
We
don't know.
We'll see.
I hope for the best for him.
I do.
Like, as the kid.
I do. I do hope it fits him as a kid. Like, go ahead.
Would you say a team takes a chance on him just so LeBron signs there for a year or whatever?
I know one team that might take a chance on him. I might know a team.
Who? I don't know one.
I know one team in particular that might take a chance on him.
Who? I don't know one. I can't think of one.
If you had to guess, what team would take a chance on
him? I can't think of one.
I can't think of one that makes sense.
I don't know.
Y'all know the story about the Griffey Senior and Junior? Ken Griffey Senior and Ken Griffey Junior?
Yeah.
You know, they played together. They're on the same team, Junior's rookie year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you saying Cleveland?
I'm not saying the team. I'm just saying this
scenario. I mean, yeah, bro. That's the narrative at the moment.
I don't see that happening, especially not there.
I didn't say where. I'm just saying it's.
Or not in Miami.
Hey, man.
So, do we think it's going to happen?
Like I said, in Cleveland, they don't need a guard. They got DG. Hey, they don't need one in Miami.
But
always worried about the wrong.
Do we think it's going to happen?
No. Yes. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yes.
We can end it right there. Yeah, yes. I don't think so.
It's written.
He said it's written.
It's part of the script.
A script.
For basketball. So
this is script for basketball.
NBA scripted, yes.
He said NBA scripted, bro. Yeah. That's so funny.
Everything got a script.
Everything got a script, y'all. We heard it here
you
first.
You know that?
Yeah, no,
all,
I knew.
It's all scripted.
I knew that some things were scripted.
Hey, nah, we better chill.
I knew some things were scripted.
They gonna cut that shit all the way off.
They gonna come get our ass. Let you lie.
Oh, man, bro.
Nah, but listen, I wish the best for Bronny, man, however it works out.
Hell yeah.
I know he works his ass off. He gonna get wherever he goes, man. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out for him.
It is, for sure. For sure.
I do hope he gets a chance to play with his dad.
Go ahead, Faye.
That'd be dope.
Yo, and his freshman season, he was coming off a serious heart issue.
I was thinking about that too, right, as well.
Shout out to him for bouncing back from that, because that was some scary. That was
some scary shit.
It was a different journey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody don't know, but the boy can ball. So shit. Mm-hmm.
Big facts.
He'll be hot.
He will.
On me.
We might as well get to this big back hour, bro.
Is we at that point of the show already?
Shizzle.
Is it time?
Time to eat.
Time to eat, man.
Oh, baby.
Nah, I ate all my food already. Shit, we ate before we came.
Nah, right.
Well,
I did want you to
pop over that box. Right,
here you go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Break bread.
Hold on.
Get those.
Gotta clean up. Gotta clean up after yourself,
hey man,
Big Bag.
Don't eat my red velvet.
Huh? Oh, this nigga.
Nobody gonna eat your red velvet donut,
nigga. My favorite.
Yeah, I drive past Krispy Kreme and go to Gibson's. Quit playing with me.
Hey.
From the M, baby.
May say go to Gibson's.
Well, that's cool though. That ain't nothing wrong.
Nah, right.
That's all right. People that know Gibson's, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm. All right, now, man. Shout out to, listen, I'm gonna say this real quick because I did see some people asking, and I was like, maybe. All right, so some people was asking, like, where can we send some submissions for the Big Back Hour?
Y'all want to submit everything.
And I thought about it because they already be blowing up my mentions, bro, like, for the past, like, month and a half, damn near. It ain't nothing but just...
Food shit,
big bag shit, bro.
Number food.
And it's like some of it cool, some of it don't. Man, that chili and the peanut butter jelly, that shit got to stop.
That was outrageous.
Put it down. That's not big bag at all. If you see Faye face,
that's not it.
Oh, all right, look. I just want to say, look. I don't know if we're gonna take submissions. Some of y'all shit be crazy. We might try it. I don't know what email to give them. I guess for that rawroomies@gmail.com. Yeah.
Hell no.
No.
We'll figure it out.
All right, never mind. So y'all hold off on the submission. Don't send that to nowhere, all right? Because we ain't accepting.
Just keep adding us.
Just keep adding us, bro. It be some good stuff. And then some of this shit, I be like, bro, what the... I slap shit out of y'all. Come on now. Like, big back responsibly.
Man, what?
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Let's get to this first one up in here. This was... somebody tagged me in this earlier last week.
This is smart.
This is a good idea right here. This is big back activity for sure right here. They cooked the bacon because, all right, now when you cooking, you can't just put the uncooked meat in the shit and then cook it.
I don't think a lot of people realize that.
If it's meat in it that you got to cook, bro, you got to like, you got to pre-cook that first damn near. You know what I'm saying? Cook that bit first so you don't get sick and mess up your whole, come on now.
Come on now.
They got a good little cook on this bacon right here. Rolled it up in the cinnamon rolls.
That's a good cook bacon.
That's a good cook on that bacon right there. And then it's gonna cook some more in the cinnamon rolls. They drop pictures right here. This shit is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is beautiful.
Very well done.
Very well done.
I like the final product
right here. We like that.
It's great breakfast.
We like that. I'll go 10 out of 10 for sure.
Definitely.
A nice little breakfast. That's the whole breakfast.
That's right a there. Great big bag breakfast.
For sure.
Good one. I fuck with it.
10 out of 10 for sure.
For sure. We like that.
We love it.
First submission. That's a cool, easy one right here. Hold on.
Whoa.
Oxtail Philly.
Talk to me.
Oxtail Philly cheesesteak.
Talk to me.
Oh, they ain't got no prep video. Mm-mm. But we know it's how oxtails is here. And I fuck with oxtails. Yeah. I ain't never had it on a sandwich, though.
I ain't never had it on a sandwich, though. That look like it's done right, though.
Right. It looks like it's done perfectly.
It do look pretty good. I ain't gonna lie.
If I was to test it out, I would go there.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, we do know.
We didn't get a prep video, but
we do know oxtail is one of them things. It's like, it's most of the time, it's just better how it is. You know what I'm saying?
On a plate.
The oxtail with the rice. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Do we trust it in Florida? I think we trust it in Florida.
Yeah.
I look, it don't look bad.
It look yeah. good. It look good. Look good. Look good.
Okay.
Look good. We had it. We had to try it.
What you think, Kane?
I might go a 6. I got to try.
He said a 6. I got to
go 6 out of 10.
Because okay.
it's hard to base it off of looks is one thing, but you know we got it.
Yeah, you know how this specific dish is.
Right.
It's
one of the ones we got to try.
I feel like it's, like looking at it, it don't look as like moist, I guess, too. I'm just looking, but.
I probably have to go like
okay.
It might be like 6, 7, 7, just because right. I'm like, I'm not really sure. But it might be right. hitting, though. That bit might be hidden.
Do y'all ever like just look at like the comments under these food things?
Sometimes. No. Sometimes.
I do.
For sure.
Oh, be can't be tripping, bro.
For sure. But it be more so the ones where it's like a bad joint.
A bad joint. Yeah. It's a bad one. It be going joint. In.
Yeah, man.
Nah,
This the next submission.
Is this okay. the next one?
Yeah. Next submission. We go. I got a little story at the end. It's a bad one, but we're going.
Is that cookie? Is that like Rocky Road?
Smorology. I'm not sure where that's out of. Smorology. They okay. got a. It's like a little dessert shop.
Mm-hmm.
The Arctic S'more. Ooh, okay. That's the cookies and cream Hershey's.
Okay.
On top of the
burnt marshmallow.
The scorched marshmallow.
Scorched. Yeah,
and then with the cookies and cream ice cream on top of that with a chocolate graham cracker, maybe. The Arctic S'more, that bit look fire.
I ain't gonna lie to you. The fact that he had a torch around ice cream and made it work.
Execution.
It's crazy.
No, that is
execution
fire.
Is crazy.
That is fire right
I
there.
Got a torch at an ice cream parlor.
I go 9 out of 10, bro.
I want one for sure.
Try this. That bitch will be fire.
I want that. I want the actual sandwich bread to be like the old school ice cream sandwich, like that. Ooh,
sandwich bread would be the ice cream sandwich bread.
Like
would
if
be.
if it's graham cracker, it's like maybe. But if right, it's that soft junk though,
yeah. Ooh, you did something right there. You did something right there.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Cut the portion maybe a little bit, make it more like a sandwich. Ooh.
Cut the portions. Make your sandwich
Hold on. We can't be in Big Mac hour talking about cutting portions.
I'm talking about sweet. I'm talking about sweet sandwich. I'm talking about sweet ice cream.
Yeah, mine.
Sweet not a Big Mac.
Big Macs ain't cutting no portions.
No. I'm talking about sweet ice cream sandwich.
He said we
ain't Big Mac activity. Cutting portions ain't Big Mac activity.
Damn, that fucked me up.
Let me get another one.
That fucked me up right there, bro. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Put one in
there. He's in here. Nah, all this oxtail.
Right yeah. Oh, this we got another oxtail yeah. submission. Okay.
I was on oxtail. Was on oxtail with Doritos.
The oxtail loaded Dorito nachos.
Doritos. King zoomed in real quick.
Yeah, I couldn't see.
Yeah, no, that shit actually do look good. That looked better than the last one. But I don't know.
Doritos?
Yeah. This is my... Yeah. Doritos.
It looked better. It looked big back here.
Yeah. Come on now. Look at that.
But again, I do understand that the oxtail... But this shit right here look... King. I don't know, man.
I can do
it
that.
It does look better than the Philly.
That bit do look good now. That bit
it's
do
the
look,
cheese. It's the cheese.
Hey, look at what the comment says. Swap the Doritos out with a healthier option. That's not Big Mac activity.
That's not Big Mac activity. We can't swap. We're not swapping.
You can go regular nachos.
Regular nachos.
Yeah, you
chips.
Could, but why though? Like when they got this right. option. Doritos, if they got this option, I'll go with the Doritos.
They got the
Doritos is Big Mac activity.
For sure.
But for if you sure. want to go health, quote unquote, healthier, regular nacho chips would work, but...
Yeah.
You know, us real Big Macs, we got to go to Doritos.
Yeah. Nah, that bit look good. I go like an 8. I go like an 8.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
somebody 8. Come mm-hmm. back saying, what in the Bubba Clyde? Give me 3 of them things.
Nah, yeah, that shit look good right there. Man, I see you with the submission. Okay. Okay, what's this last one?
Nah, that was...
This
that,
last
that
one was we got last. In here.
Nah, that was...
Oh, that was the last
yeah,
one?
That was mine, yeah.
Oh, we already went through 4?
Yep. Through 4.
Damn, nigga be hungry. I didn't even realize that we had went through all the damn
shit. You know what it sounded like?
Was that?
Shit be 2 seasons.
Shit be two seasons. Nigga got sad. It ain't no more, bro.
Should be 2 seasons.
Should be 2 seasons.
Yeah, the fat boy. Fat boy.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Should be 2 seasons.
But then, so, bro. Hey, the other side of Big Back, where they had the bad shit, it was a baseball team. They just came out. It was like some New Jersey or something. They came out with their own ballpark, like little specialty dog, bro.
Okay.
It was somewhere in like New York, New Jersey, something like that, bro. Why that bitch had, it looked like it had ravioli on that motherfucker. With
ravioli?
Full pickle slices and shit.
On a hot dog?
Yeah, bro. It's doing too much. I seen it on Twitter, bro. The shit looked crazy as hell, bro. It was along the lines of Man with that damn chili, bro.
Mm, chili was wild. That's unnecessary, my man.
They said that's a up north thing, man. Midwest.
Uh-uh. What was the chili? I didn't see this.
Chili. He eating the chili with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's not no Midwest shit. Somebody made that up.
That's just some crazy shit. Like Big Mac and be
that's
cool.
That's some white people shit, my man.
Big Mac.
That's like
be
that
food.
Banana. That banana and mayonnaise.
Is this it? Is it? Damn, that shit ain't loading.
That banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Oh my god, bro! That is not cool. That's just nasty, bro. Nasty.
You see that in the group message?
I saw that. Yeah, banana and mayonnaise sandwich. Like, come on now. It's
that's some wild
who?
Shit.
I want to see somebody take a bite of it. Because y'all trolling. Y'all trolling.
Oh my god! What is this? What you talking about?
That's somebody got that, but that's not the. That's not what the promotional picture looked like, but that shit looked terrible.
That's terrible.
That shit do look
terrible. It looked lazy.
You see the ravioli up there though.
It looks
like one. What is that? What is that? Is that prime rib or something? Was that brisket?
They look confused. They don't really know what they want.
What is that? That shit looked terrible. That's crazy. At the UFL game, they had in Memphis. They had, they always fucking with the nachos in Memphis. Now they had the good pulled chicken nachos.
For sure.
Sauce and the cheese on that bitch.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I see your post.
Pork is barbecue sauce on the side. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's trash.
Footlong top with pot roast.
Potatoes, potato pierogies.
Pickles, onions.
And caramelized.
So it's on the left is what it was supposed to look like?
Yeah, on the left is what it's supposed to look
like. And on the right is what they got?
But even still, bro.
That's bad.
That's terrible.
That's bad.
On both sides, it's terrible.
What I ordered versus what I got.
That shit trash can, bro. Who's eating this? And who likes this? Who asked for this?
Oh, right, my
that's
goodness,
bad. Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, both. That's all over. Yeah.
Man, would you? Hell no. With the quickness. Come on now. Let it be good now. Dang, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that ain't cool.
That shit nasty as hell.
That is wild.
Please.
And you know they charge an arm and a leg for it too.
Yeah, like how your Big Mac activity be full, be good, man. That damn pulled chicken nacho boat that I had, bro. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
It looked like it was good.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So it was look, it was on my Twitter, Faye. They look at the Showboats game, it was a lower lead, but they had some
y'all
good
was,
food. There.
Y'all was having a good ass time, bro.
Oh, we was
y'all
hitting was that bitch. They y'all had us on the Instagram story. They did the December cam. We was in that bitch with the beers like this.
Yep. Yeah. That's what's up.
Nah, yeah. You know how Memphis do, bro. They turned up.
That's what's up.
It was a nice time in that bitch, bro. The little nacho boat, Big Bag Tivity out there, bro. It was early. It was like 11 o'clock, though, too.
Do y'all like y'all steak Oscar style?
What the fuck is that?
You know what that is?
Oscar style?
Oscar style steak.
No.
Bro.
What is that?
I feel like there's like some Midwest stuff, too. So I went out on this work dinner with somebody. It was, you know, one of my coworkers, a white guy. And he gets his steak Oscar style. I was at a steakhouse this weekend. And the guy asked me about one of Oscar's stuff. I'm like, okay, what is Oscar style? The
fuck?
Bro, but this is a popular thing.
You it's heard of this, man?
I've seen this, yeah.
So it's like crab meat. It's crab meat, some type of white sauce.
On the top.
On the top. And I said, no, I'm going to give it a shot. Never do this shit again.
Well, damn, you brought that shit up like you're going to be fine.
Well, I was saying to your point, like with the hot dog, like who would do this? It's some white people shit. Mm. That's really what it is. Like their taste buds can like
adjust. They be craving different shit.
They be craving different shit. Yeah. Can like, bro, listen, this is, listen, you go to a steakhouse, I'm telling you, I'm not playing. You go to any steakhouse, you go to Ruth Chris, you go to Jeff Ruby's.
Man, you gonna make it.
You got it. It is. They got this. It is on the menu, like this is normal. Oscar style. That's a real thing.
But that
like,
shit trash.
And I ain't never heard of Oscar. I was like, okay, well, let me see. Like,
I don't know. I ain't never heard of Oscar.
The guy asked me, they make, try, get Oscar style. I get it. Yeah, do it. I was like, all right, okay, Oscar.
Give me my steak medium, like, smothered in butter.
Medium.
That's really all I need.
Medium smothered in butter.
Potatoes, you know, on the side. But
maybe some asparagus, bro. But yeah. I don't even eat steak no more, but when I did, yeah.
But yeah, that, yeah.
Too much.
Butter sauces, but like, it ain't. This ain't like just regular butter though. It's something else.
White asparagus?
Is that what that says?
What did it say?
Never even heard of it.
I didn't know there was such a thing, and the motherfucker looked green to me.
White, right. The picture is definitely green.
Definitely.
I don't know what white
is. Green.
I ain't never heard of white asparagus before in my life.
Oh, shit. But
doing,
it's a thing,
doing
though.
Doing weird
bro.
Shit. Doing weird
that's
shit.
That's a thing. So, you know, y'all out there on a date, trying to be fans in front of you later, get your steak Oscar style.
Do not do that.
Do that there for
I ain't even going to try that because that didn't even, like, at first I was, you had me in the first half.
Nah, I tried it.
Nope. Hell no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he brought it up never, like he was finna be talking about like it's finna be fine.
Man couldn't even keep it together. Did you like it, Man?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you try before though?
Yeah.
Oscar style? Okay.
All right. Yeah, May speaks for the white delegation for us. If May don't rock with it, we can't rock.
But we do gotta watch May because that chili and shit.
Yeah, right. We gotta keep an eye on
it. Hold on now.
We keep an eye on her.
We're not doing that. We're not doing
right, that. Right, if May go in the kitchen start cooking.
Somebody
go in there with it.
Sweet, go watch him. What he making?
Go look over his shoulder. Just keep an eye.
It better be fucking grilled cheese with that chili. It better be grilled cheese.
That's how it be, man. It's got like when like your girl cooked for the first time, mama just in the kitchen just...
Let me see.
Let's see what's going on in here.
May with his uncrustable and chili.
Oh my god,
yeah, that shit wild as hell.
Uncrustable and chili,
wild as hell. All right, now to the next segment, baby.
Hey,
Raw Room Academy, back.
Here we go.
We're back, bro.
Reviewing the films.
Yes.
Shout out to Coach Bates.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Bates.
Back
man.
In the office.
Mm-hmm. Holding it down, watching the tapes. We getting back to the tapes over here too. Yes, appreciate sir. Everybody submitting their tapes. All the young boys out there trying to, you know. Get their highlight tape show, you know what I'm saying? Get a little coaching, you know what I'm saying, from the academy. But look, all the guys doing the DMing, we appreciate it because, like, we want to see the tapes. I ain't necessarily watched them, but, like, we really want y'all to be in the competition. So go ahead and send it to the email, rawroomacademy@gmail.com. And that's how we going to see it.
Be coachable. Email details. Come on now, be coachable.
Come on now,
let's do it.
Be coachable. We preaching details.
We want to do it the right way. We can't. You know what I'm saying? It's too many different places. We need it all in the same place. Like, all right.
Look how easy it's a fade. Just a click and go. Click and go. Right, click and go.
Click and go.
Right, so what's the first one we got?
All right. So first one up for this week, we got Andre Curry. Okay.
Guard.
O-line in here. Okay. Guard 6'3", 275. Class 23.
Shout out to Jackson, bro. I got plenty of frat brothers.
Tennessee in the building.
North side and Jackson. Yes, sir. Ski.
Okay, he in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a year off from football.
Got hurt.
Hey, man, get right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get back out there, gang.
Get right, youngin.
All
right,
let's check out this tape, man.
Get right, youngin. See, we talking about all right now. The standard has been set.
Let's catch some bodies now.
The standard's been set.
Been. Okay,
big pull.
Okay, yeah.
Finish him. There we go.
Caught the body.
There we go.
Caught the body.
There we go. Yep, step over him. There's, yes, sir.
Another pull.
Another pull. Got in space.
Oh, that's a cornerback. Damn, hold on. Go back.
Did you just toss him out the club?
It looked like he did, but it's a corner. I mean,
it happened so fast. Yeah, it glitched a little bit.
It did.
Okay, downfield.
He said, ah.
Okay. Okay. I like it being downfield, though. Being out of space.
He running.
He can move. I was about to say, he can running. Move. It was like.
He was just, he inside.
Ate him
at
up.
At a guard.
Yeah. Ate him up. Laid him down.
A little tape. Okay.
Another pull. Second puller. Get around the corner. Okay. Another body.
Caught him a body.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. He did talk some shit right there. I like that.
Let the bodies hit the floor. There we go.
Okay. All right. Out there holding it down. All right, next submission, we got Steven Wilson, outside linebacker, 5'11", 220, class of 24, Morgan Park High School, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, conference, academic all-state.
He put the accolades on there, boy. Quit playing with him.
Area nominee.
Zero offers.
She ain't got no offers.
Man.
Uh-oh.
But he putting some product on the field now.
Let's see what this takes.
Let's check him out.
This is senior season.
101 tackles.
7 tackles for loss, 1 sack.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, Musk got some 7. Music boy on. Got a cowboy collar on. Yeah, he got to have some music on there.
Bitch. Yeah.
What's on? Ooh, oh, shit.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go back.
Yeah, yeah, right here. Yeah, yeah. Let me.
Downhill.
God. Dog.
Yeah, buddy.
That's how you attack the block right there.
Dropping the O lineman on the first
56
play.
56 better bring his shit. Okay.
Get to the ball.
Mm.
Make a play.
Like that.
Okay.
Downhill. Woo! Make a play.
Yeah, nice little tackle. Nice tackle right there.
Love it.
Yeah.
Get up, celebrate. Get up, okay. Celebration game.
They got a blue field. The fuck?
Yeah.
Sack. Oh, okay. Yeah. Pressure quarterback. Okay. Nice little pressure. We want to get him down.
Screen. Boom. Make a play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. Ball hawk. Okay. Always run the ball.
Yeah. You got a lot of tackles now.
Love it.
You got a lot of tackles.
Got definitely some production.
Love it.
All right, hey, shit. See. Look, man. Good luck to you this year, my boy.
For sure.
Keep balling. Max Gober.
Gober.
Gober. I might be fucking that up.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Guard D tackle, 6'4", 297. That's a big boy.
Another big back.
Mm-hmm. That's a big... Oh, class of 2016. Okay. So this is a little back in the gap. All city, 2015 lineman of the year. Okay. Uh-huh. Got some accolades in here.
Some accolades.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see what he's talking about.
I like the resumes.
Maxwell Gober.
See here.
The linemen's in here. It's more linemen's out here with tapes than I thought, yeah.
Awards, okay.
They saw King was like, all right, man, he gonna actually give us my moment.
Bum.
Ooh,
got yes, sir.
Down, flat.
Yeah, big body.
Fly back.
Flat.
Big body. Pancakes.
Okay, okay. Screen. Okay. Oh. Okay. Yum. Ooh. Yes, sir. Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
King, yes, sir.
King's out there coming. He's over here. Yes,
catch him in space. Catch him in space.
Sir.
Did they? I didn't even see that.
I didn't see it either.
All right. I see him right
Flying
there.
Tackle?
He at the top.
Body him down. Another body. Yes, sir.
Buddy, his stats look big, bro. Damn, 300 pounds. Okay, in space downfield. Up there. Oh.
Go get a little one.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Okay, laid him down.
Yeah, he caught a little block.
Love to see him moving well in space.
Mm.
Good set. Bomb. Another knockdown.
Okay.
Well, look pretty good.
They like getting him in space. Yeah, buddy. Ground. Yes, sir. Okay.
Well, look pretty good.
Yes, sir. Big fella. Love to see big fellas on the move.
Okay.
A big back on the move in space catching bodies.
That's okay, we got too. A quarterback. We ain't had a quarterback in a minute.
Boy. That's a big boy.
That's a big boy.
We ain't had a quarterback in a minute. Shout out all to right. Max. Okay, let's see. Lee Norman Lester.
Lee Norman Lester.
That's a football name.
A name for your ass.
That's a football name.
Do we got Norman
Passed
Lester?
Down from the generations.
Do we got Norman Lester on the back of his jersey? Yep. Okay. 6'2", 180.
Okay.
Class of 2026.
Taking up his whole little back stripe.
Right, right. Long name plate.
Come on, this old shoulder.
Felix Charter School in La Mesa, California. Sophomore highlights. All right, let's see.
Felix.
Sophomore.
Great Helix.
Let's see something.
Taking it back.
Lee.
Let's see him, Lee.
Lee! Gotta!
Gotta!
Lee!
That's so funny. Oh,
under down. Pressure?
Okay, yeah. Get out of there. Yeah. Make a play.
Throw it deep.
Woo!
On the money.
Nice. On the money. DB, on that's how you money. Do it right now. That's how you drop it in there, DB.
Okay.
Oh, keep it.
Oh.
Gone.
Bounce.
Gone.
Foot yeah. around.
Find some room.
Go on.
Okay.
Get skinny.
Yeah.
Zone.
It ain't even really look like he got touch right there. Nice with the footwork.
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore tape. Okay.
Try back. Step up.
It's a nice ball.
Boom, right in stride.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
That's a nice ball right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're looking pretty good.
Keep it. Ooh. Keep it. North or south. This.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Slide.
Ooh. Ooh. Dead leg. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like, bruh.
Yeah.
We like, bruh. Boom, right there across the middle.
In stride.
Yeah.
Hey, we
the
love
timing
it.
Was on point. Okay, we got a player right here.
I know I'm in lust.
Oh, yeah, get out of there.
Spin out the back.
Oh, get out of there. Pump swag fake. On point too. Quit playing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He holding it down. Yeah. He holding it for a sophomore.
Yeah.
For
a
sophomore?
Yeah. Sophomore. Yeah.
Okay, shout out to young boy.
All right, yeah, Lee. Lester.
Yeah, Lee.
Lee. Norman Lester.
Lester.
All right, now. 6'2", 180.
Yeah. Keep working, youngin.
He's still young. He's still
keep working, youngin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, I like that quarterback. Yeah, he just class 26. He got some.
Yeah.
He's well on his way. Keep putting the work in. He
absolutely. Hey. Now that was a good tape right there. I like that.
That was a good take, yo.
He came in strong with the last tape of the day right there.
Two big backs in one.
Yeah.
Two big backs.
Linebacker and a QB. That was our first. That was our. It was a first QB. In a while, right?
Yeah.
Since well, shit, week one.
Since
we started the week one, because yeah. Yeah.
Rambo, right?
No.
It was another.
Come on, Rambo.
It was the other kid.
It was another kid.
Okay.
But yeah, brother. Okay. All right. Well, shit. I
don't know who I'm going with.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. I mean, I think it's unanimous.
Took the cake right there.
Yeah. Lee Norman Lester. Yeah,
I think it's unanimous.
Young boy.
180 out of Helix Charter High School.
Keep working, youngin.
Yeah, facts. Nah, yeah.
Keep putting the work in.
Keep balling, man. Stick to it.
That was a good one, man.
Keep putting the work
in. Look like you got a little something there, man.
4.5 on a 40. Good GPA in the
books.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Books.
That's what we love to see.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. That's a good prospect right there. Hey, put him on the board.
Put him on the board.
Put him on the board.
Yeah. He's on the board.
We got a Raw Room Academy George you're waiting for.
He's on the board.
Not the old ball coach.
We got a jersey waiting for it.
Like, not the old ball coach.
Put him on the board.
Yeah,
you know that's where you want to be. You want to be on the board. You want to be on the big board though.
Facts.
You want to
facts.
You want to be on the sideboard.
Nah,
you
want to
be on the big board. You know, okay.
The big board for sure.
The big. It's, you want to be on the board in the middle.
The one that's the
directly
coach
directly in front of coach.
Right.
Okay.
You don't want to be out of coach's sight. You want to be on the board to the side. You want to be on the board right in front of when coach come and sit down in his office.
He guys look
and he looks
gonna see your
in.
Name. He gonna see your name every day. See that name every day. Watching you, son. Hell yeah! Shout out to Lee Norman Lester.
Yeah,
waiting for this week, bro.
For
unanimous.
Sure.
Nice little tape, man. Yeah. A lot of potential right there. We like
man. Hopefully we see you again down the road, Lee.
I'm trying to say. I'm trying for to sure. tell you. For shout sure. out to everybody that sent the submissions for this week, man.
Yeah. Max, Andre, Steve, bro.
Oh, y'all. Sure.
We appreciate it.
Shout out to everybody sending them in. Keep sending them.
Mm-hmm.
Email.
We keeping this. Yeah, send them to the email.
Email.
We're keep this thing going now.
What's the email, JC? Tell them.
The email. Rawroomacademy@gmail.com.
There we go.
That's where you send the tapes.
We want to coach you guys up.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be coachable.
Facts.
Details. Got to be coachable.
These tapes right here, bro, it was some good footage.
It was a good week.
It was some good football, you know what I'm saying? Not a whole lot of bad plays out there. It's not supposed to be. It's highlight tapes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe some plays could have been a little better, whatever, but it was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Did we see any incomplete passes?
We did not. That's why I tell you, that bitch was teardrop in the money in the basket.
We didn't see no incomplete passes.
No. Huh? Hey man,
I saw that.
He tried.
I saw that, bro. That bro, coach should have known that, bro. Coach should have known that, right? But I think he was trying to be real slick to it. I think he thought Faye was gonna cut it.
You gotta gas. You gotta gas yourself.
I thought Faye was gonna cut it
before he dropped it.
When is your highlight tape? Like
you supposed. He said he ain't make it. In his defense, he said he ain't make it.
Oh, but, my God, bro. It was funny, man. Yeah, it's a good-looking ball, though. It's a good-looking ball, man.
Shout out to Lee, man.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody came back to the spaces then tonight, bro.
Oh, we ain't did that in a long time.
Yeah, we did it in a minute. It was fun, though.
I was training.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. So we was going to hop in, just say what's
DB,
up to
look,
the people.
DB hopped in, hopped out. You know, he
hopped in, hopped out. Didn't say hello, didn't say goodbye.
Oh, me.
We just sitting there like, base gone? JC like, I'm talking,
we talking, and then I turn around, next thing I know, that nigga's out of there. I said, out of there. Wait, what happened?
I thought he was wasn't he asking you a question or something?
I feel like I feel like that man asked a question and then said, yeah, I'm just gonna let them handle this, bro. That man ain't dip.
He asked you a question and then left.
Yeah, left,
bro. Ah, that shit funny.
Didn't even wait for an answer. He just got you talking and snuck out the back door.
See, yeah. This is what happened. That's what happened, man. But anyways,
that shit was cool, though, bro.
We're gonna start bringing that back a little bit more, make it a little bit more bigger, especially around this time. You know, we got a lot of events coming up next couple of weeks.
They asked for a little. They asked for a little 420.
For sure, for sure. It's fight weekend too. 420.
Yeah,
fight.
Yeah,
it's a lot going on that weekend. Cat Williams could be in town too, but I think I'm gonna be watching the fight. I think it's Garcia and Whitaker defending his belt.
Is it Haney?
Haney.
Is it Haney and
Haney Garcia?
Ryan?
Yep.
Speaking, on 420?
Hey, speaking of fights, bro, it was a fight that went on this past week. Oh my goodness gracious.
What fight?
You know how in the I don't know the names. But I seen it all over social media. You know how in the presser, I think it was a UFC.
UFC.
In the presser, you know where they always, do the square off and shit. He smacked this nigga.
He walked up eating a banana. Like, he was eating a banana. But first of all, if somebody walk up to you with his hand back and open, have some awareness
smacked
about you. Have some awareness about you. He hit Buddy so hard, the banana bounced over the dude that was standing in between them. You know, it's always the guy standing in between.
Facts.
Went over his shoulder.
Check him out. That bitch took
Look at the
flight.
Banana. Watch the banana.
That bitch took
Look at the banana,
flight.
Though. Hey, play it again. Hey, watch the banana.
That bitch
watch
got
the,
gone.
Watch the banana. Watch the banana. Look at the banana.
Hey, yo. So.
Hey, and all Buddy could do was like shake his head. He was like, yeah.
All right. But so look. This was before the fight.
Oh, my God.
After the fight.
That's funny.
Buddy who got slapped.
Yeah.
Had the last laugh.
Oh, he won?
Because my nigga face, it looked like Mike Tyson just let off.
Damn.
Let off,
man.
Just beat the shit out, bro. He was cut up, all this shit.
Damn.
Is that him?
That's after the fight.
Oh, wow.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That man lost an eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's get back for that. Hey, that's...
This shit cooked.
Hey. That's what happened when you slap a nigga and his banana go flying.
On me, bro. I ain't never had nobody slap the food out my hand before.
Hey, that's the only response.
And it hit me in the face.
Hey, what?
It's only one way to respond to that.
Yeah, you got
to
beat the nigga ass.
He did.
Don't let a nigga fuck with your snacks, bro.
He probably need that banana, too. He probably needed it.
Damn, bro, look at his eye.
Bro, yeah. He got his ass beat, bro.
Look like he lost
it. He got his ass beat, bro.
Hey, I bet you won't slap that nigga again.
On me.
You can't see him. Vision
off. I bet you won't slap him again.
Hell nah.
Vision gone.
Can't all over shit. A banana.
Yo, watch who y'all trying out here, bro.
Keep your hands to yourself till you get in the ring.
Streets is crazy out here, man. Shit. Speaking of the ring, bro, WrestleMania was over the past week, bro.
It looked like it was lit.
I missed the actual. I saw a bunch of the clips, bro.
Yeah.
They had The Rock out there. They was booing that man.
They trying to bring back the old school feel of. I ain't gonna
they
lie.
Had, they had all, a bunch of the... Shoot,
Undertaker came out there and choke slammed the Rock.
For real?
Yeah.
They turned the light. You know, they turned all the... They played the music, turned all the lights off.
The bell played. He popped up.
Okay.
Yeah, they trying to restore the feel, bro.
The WrestleMania clips was fire, bro.
Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson was out there.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Everybody was there. It was at the link. It was at the stadium.
Okay,
that stadium was figured. Packed, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going Lane and Jason right there.
Bro.
That's fire.
Top roping nigga, bro. He.
That's fire, bro. But now, it looked like they really restoring the field, though. Like, I'm about to get back to the storylines and shit. Nigga, bro, we was invested in that shit.
On me, bro.
You couldn't tell us wrestling was fake.
Shit, it ain't invested.
It ain't fucking me. This shit's still going.
Yeah, that's lit. Lane and Jason.
Hey, they say that man athletic as hell. He jumped over the top rope.
Dude, Jason Kelsey, because he is an athlete.
That's crazy, right?
He hit the hell.
With ease.
He's an athlete,
and some Tims.
With some Tims.
With some tight-ass jeans
untied
on.
Untied.
Bro, I go back to that favorite. You right. I'm like, shit, he
hit the whole smooth hell, bro.
Jason Lane, always
Lane
been
said,
athlete.
Let me go.
Bro, look at this. Hello,
always,
bro.
He always been an athlete.
Yeah,
that's wild, bro.
He hit bunnies on that shit.
Yeah, that's why I watch him when he pull, he run downfield. That's what, look at this. Easy.
Oh, bro. Come on.
He was easy.
All the way over
there. He been that way. Wow. He been athletic like that.
Lane said, let me step through here.
Hey, what?
Lane's still playing.
Right. Hey, look. He jumped off the top rope and everything. He jumped down from the top. Lane got some more games to play.
Lane can't afford it. Let me ease on in here.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he was out there having the time. But nah, bro, yeah, I like the wrestling, bro. They do got some nice wrestlers out there now, yeah.
What you say about those rumors? I don't know if y'all talk about that yet or not. Those rumors that Saquon was trying to talk him out of retirement.
Who?
Saquon Barkley was trying to talk.
I believe
out of retirement.
It ain't just going to be him. They all going to try to get. I think he's going to come back.
You think so?
I don't know, King.
It's going to be at the camp.
Y'all leave that man alone.
It's going to be at the
Look
camp.
At him. He having fun.
He is having fun.
Let him be, okay?
He is having fun.
It ain't even them. It's him. It's a competitor in him.
Like, he wants to. We know he wants to, but like, come on now. At some point, niggas deserve to be able to enjoy themselves.
Oh, I mean, especially him.
But he is, though.
Especially at that point.
Right,
yeah.
The career that he
gonna miss
had,
it. Let's think about it. Of course, he's going to miss it,
but Nick can't play forever now.
But I know that.
He want to be able to at least have some fun.
Come on, bro. You know how it was. You was first out. Yeah. He was like, damn, nigga, like, I might have a little juice. You know, a little juice left. I mean, I felt that, but I didn't do nothing about it. But it hits.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
62 is another number, too, by the way.
Yeah.
62 one of those, too.
Because of him.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's because.
For sure.
Shut up, Jason, man.
I mean, keep enjoying retirement, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, this ain't uncommon, bro. Like, you know, remember, even when Gronk retired, came back.
Yeah.
Another ring.
I mean, but
you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, yeah, but
Gronk,
like
the Gronk retired because he didn't want to play for wherever they went.
Right, right. He didn't want to play for nobody else. He was like, shit, okay. I work with Tom, my nigga.
Right.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working with Tom, my nigga. Like, I'm the guy. And it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I would come back to that shit.
I ain't playing with nobody else.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to go play.
That makes sense. Yeah. That is like a different conversation at that point. He's like, right. I mean, I do it. It's Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah. I feel that.
So, you know, it's...
Really the weird. NFC, look, I mean, it's still... I mean...
Did you say NFC?
The NFC. With the Eagles. I mean, look, kind of...
And who they got to play? Who they still got to play in the Super Bowl?
Come on now. You know our cousin down there.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You know our cousin down there holding shit down.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you still got run somebody.
That red and gold pimp hat he got on.
Yeah.
Demetrius don't play now.
Demetrius.
Quit playing.
Yeah, Lee, bro. Big Meech.
Mm.
Hey, there's some.
Quick shout out to my boy Clyde out there. Just got a extension in KC. Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, did they extend him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got an extension out there. Shout out to your young boy. Young Tiger out there.
Yeah.
They're trying to go for a little three-peat.
Get your money.
It's going to be crazy to see, boy.
Get your money.
Every team got that game circled on their schedule.
It's been that way.
Jeez. Well, yeah. You're right. This one.
Demetrius know that. That's why he come in. He know y'all gunning for him.
Yep.
Y'all, listen, y'all got to deal with him. He ain't got to deal with y'all.
On me.
That's his mentality. Y'all got to deal with me. I ain't got to deal with y'all.
That's crazy, man.
But that's what you got to have, though.
Yeah.
Good for Clyde, though, staying around there. I'm sure. I know he's happy.
Nah, yeah. I mean.
Trying to get a nut in.
Who don't want to stay? Well, you just won back to back.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, I might as well.
Come on now, bro.
This makes sense.
Come on now, bro. Like, we still cooking over here.
Mm-hmm. Fish grease.
We still cooking.
The grease still hot, basically.
Like, we
just took this fish out.
On me, we
got to put another.
We got to drop another one.
We got to drop another one, bro.
That's real.
Got to fucking drop another one.
Ah, damn, man.
Steelers doing shit, too. You know, we just picked up a Patterson, too. Cordell Patterson.
Did it?
Oh, yeah, they did. I did see that.
Yep,
I did
Cordero?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice pickup.
That is a good pickup.
That's a good weapon. That's a good weapon for y'all.
For sure.
Still's been doing it, bro. We've been waiting. I picked up a lot of folk, bro. It's looking crazy over there. Crazy in Pittsburgh. I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Here we go.
It's looking wild.
Here we go.
Riding the rust bus.
You sounding like the
I ain't sound like nobody. Don't even say that. I know you about to
I'm just saying, bro. Everybody doing their off season talk, bro. You know how it go now.
But
we picked up who? We picked up
I understand that.
Yeah, and shit right. Looking whoop de whoop like, and then
that's why you play the game.
I'm
just saying now. Don't get ahead of yourself.
All right. I ain't bought no jerseys yet.
No, they ain't had none. They ain't had a lot to be excited about.
Oh, wow.
So.
A minute. And like, listen, we quiet too. We ain't like other teams that always think of, y'all. Oh, yeah, this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? We've been quiet. We've been sitting back.
What other teams you talking about, Sweet?
You know what I'm talking about.
What other teams you talking about, Sweet?
What is it, the king that say, fuck the Cowboys?
Hey, look, I'm sure they already placing their bets right now to win the Super Bowl.
Every year.
Bro.
Same delusional one.
If you're a Cowboys fan, just drop in the comments. Like, just let us know how much you put on y'all to win the Super Bowl. just let us know. We want to know.
We want to keep track.
We want to know.
That's crazy. I'll put in a bet. They won't make it. Just put that bet in. Add that to any of your parlays.
I don't think that bet will win. You shit.
Just add it to any of your parlays.
That's not gonna boost you up too much because we know that's not gonna happen.
Right.
That's crazy, we know that's not gonna happen.
Mm-mm. Anyway. I thought you had some questions in there.
We got some questions?
No, we don't.
We haven't had. We don't have any questions.
Our episode got torpedoed at the last minute, so.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all been to the movies lately?
I ain't been in the movies, but I've been Shogun. Shogun is fire. The show.
On the FX?
Hulu. Oh, on Hulu.
I'm actually caught up. It is fire. It's fire.
Shogun is fire, bro. Shout out to them.
FX don't really miss either, though.
Shogun
is fire. So you saw last week's?
I ain't even tapped in yet.
I'm caught up. I love it.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I love it. I'm here for all of it. I love it. It's such a good show.
Everybody been talking about
it, bro. It's dope, bro.
It's fire.
Like, and you to the point now where you so far behind, so like you watch
You can enjoy this.
I can binge it, watching them
being able to watch them back to back like that, where it all lines up, bro. Yeah.
I mean,
you don't get left on no cliffhangers and nothing when it's gonna happen next. You get to see it all, bro. But it's well produced, like it's acting, like it's a great all around show.
It's on fire. The main character, dude. I mean, he been in so much shit. He got an actual main role.
Yeah,
right.
It's his main role.
Because he usually one of the side characters.
He's on the side joint, but he like, I don't know his name.
He's killing.
Role.
He's doing a great.
He's killing it, yo.
He's a great actor though. He usually has a
fucking subtitles up, but allowed it.
Yeah.
It's fire though.
Nah, see, but this is cool. I fuck with the subtitle, bro. I watch a lot of anime, bro.
Ah, yeah, this. Wow, you gonna fuck with this? Yeah. This shit here is hard. Yeah.
Now I want to go see fucking Godzilla, bro.
Godzilla.
Remember, I said don't go see it.
That was trash.
I don't know about that.
You ain't like it?
No.
The new Godzilla and Kong.
I didn't like the last one. It was Godzilla, bro.
It was all right.
Ew.
I didn't like the last one.
Why y'all hating on Godzilla, bro?
You ain't like it, man.
It's corny.
Yeah,
even with the new Redzilla, that's
what probably made it corny.
On an iron arm, this shit was dumb.
Oh was damn, so dumb. Bro! They made Kong into a Transformer fool. Oh hell no! Yeah, I ain't trying to see this shit.
Late Night with the Devil.
Okay, bro.
Scary movie.
Nope. I don't watch scary movies.
Me neither.
I'm gonna do scary movies.
Those are the two.
Nah, see, look, brother.
How y'all feel about The Matrix 5?
The what?
No.
They're making another one?
No. Look.
How? Is The Matrix just dog? Like, what are they?
That's dead. That's dead. But this.
The last one was terrible. Like, 4 was horrible.
Why are we even watching these still?
But
at the same time, like, I guess, like, the same reason why I wanted to watch the Godzilla shit is fucking Godzilla. But to your same point, like, motherfucker put the little picture up. They like, how the fuck does Godzilla stand on top of the water in the middle of the ocean?
True.
How long is the nigga legs, bro?
Oh, that picture? They
put up his legs, they put up the picture of that nigga legs stretching to the bottom. How tall is this nigga, bro?
That shit was
they
funny.
Said, what really be happening underwater? Do he be like flapping his tail or some shit, bro?
It's his tail.
Do he be standing on a bunch of boxes or some shit?
Yeah, that's it. Look, sweet.
Like, how does this shit work?
I'm dead, fool.
Hey, speaking of new movies, like, you know, extended version, new Bad Boys.
I ain't gonna lie.
No, we talked about that coming out.
Did we talk about that already?
I want to say we did. Boys. I don't know. I want to say you did. Well, I guess mentioned it maybe.
I want to say this for here. I saw the trailer for this joint. Because, like, I saw the last one.
Yeah.
Trash. To me, the last one was trash. I feel like Marlon didn't want to be there. But this one's going to look like, it looks like it's going to be good, though. This one,
the last one
wasn't
trash.
The last one was trash.
I think they set the when the Bad Boys 2 set the bar so high.
Bad Boys 2 was
well, no, of course it was like the first ones was serious, but when you coming back for more, like it's going to be good, it's going to be less. I would
it's not going to hit the same.
It's of course going to be like they not doing the same type of shit as far as like physically as, you know what I'm saying, they older actors whatever. So it's like
that for. I just feel like Martin Lawrence really wasn't funny. I feel like it's just
in the last one.
Yeah, it wasn't really a good one. It wasn't even about like I'm not expecting like Will Smith to give us the running down the scene with a shirt off. I'm not expecting it from the movie.
Hell nah.
But like I'm just talking about just like from just like the acting, the script, the story. It was whack. This story right here actually sounds dope. What they supposed to be doing with this right here?
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
So, I mean, look, I definitely gonna see it because
right.
It's
fucking, I'm gonna go see it, right? Because it's Bad Boy.
It's the boys. You feel me?
Right out though, for sure.
It's the boys.
It's gonna be fine. I can't wait.
But I mean, yeah, bro, you can't really. I guess you can if you want to. You can hate on it, but
yeah, it was. You could for sure. I feel like the other one didn't even come to theaters, did it? The other Bad Boys 3. I don't think it went to theaters.
I would say that it did.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I would say that it did.
I seen it there. I see that whole just in there. At the crib, like it was one of them straight to HBO jumps or something. It did hit it there.
See, okay,
it did.
Told you that was 2020 though.
Damn, that's what it was too. Probably
it was before all the madness. So it got right at the start
of the madness.
It got overlooked. It got overlooked.
This is gonna be fire. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that joint.
Yeah, bro.
Looking forward to that joint.
Though. Like that, bro. Y'all need to look. We gotta get y'all knees out to the game, bro.
Yes, for sure.
Memphis game, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta get to Memphis. Gotta get to the rec league game.
For sure.
I hope they do good. I hope it's some. We need to have them like lose a few games. So it's a little parody in the story going on. You know what I'm saying?
A little tension.
Hell yeah.
Who you talking about?
You.
You.
Nah,
in the rec
bro.
League.
Nah, bro. We need y'all to.
You running the table, sweet? You calling now?
I'm. That's the plan. That's always the plan, King. I'm not planning on losing. The fuck? I don't plan on losing.
Hey man,
I ain't make no plans for that.
Hey man, keep putting up 30, 40 shots a game, y'all. Hey,
we gonna be there. We gonna be there, man.
I need my red velvet.
The red velvet, man. We got anything else, bro? We got anything else, man?
You trying to leave, nigga? You don't want to hang out?
Hell yeah.
He got to go win. He got to get to the gym, bro.
Yes.
He got to get his shots up.
What?
He got to get 30.
He got shit to do in the morning.
He got 31 shots a day. He got
to
get up.
I'm trying to tell you something. Real talk. We train in the morning.
I guess so.
You train tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do got to get home and get in bed.
Yeah,
absolutely. He did say twice a week.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
He did say twice a week.
I ain't going to lie to you. I am going to be glad when college basketball is over after this right here. Shit, bro. I ain't been watching. I've been asleep on NBA. So much college basketball. I'm really glad it's
NBA,
over.
But it ain't good yet.
That's what I should say. That it ain't.
It's about to get good now, though. It's about to get good now.
I guess, yeah. They fighting for playoff seeds. So
yeah,
they might.
They are. Play in, really. You know, man, the play in, too. Mm. The play in made the shit a lot more interesting. I do appreciate that. I appreciate the play in tournament. That shit is fire to me. It's fire.
So the team that won the play in this year, they don't get shit, right?
Nah, I mean you get a spot in the playoffs.
You made it to playoffs.
Oh, okay. They start okay.
Like this is what happened. What was it? Miami last year?
Oh, okay. Yeah, last year was the first year. All right, bet.
No, I don't think last year was the first year.
They've been doing it for a couple years.
It's been for a couple of years, but Miami did it last year. Like they
I don't get I don't it don't make no sense to me, but okay.
It's the last. So if I mean, it's just more like you got, so you if got you finish, more opportunity to get right. into the into
no, yeah, right. I get it.
If you even if you like that,
hey, if you don't make the playoffs, what happened, JC? You just don't make the playoffs. You ain't playing in nothing. Do better next time.
All right.
Man, bro, it's more
Cabo basketball. On three. 1, 2, 3. Cabo.
He said Cabo on three.
On me, exit meeting
it's
on three.
It's just more basketball, bro. And like, listen, after teams saw what Miami did, said, well, shit, yo, look, we just got to get in.
Yeah, do that during the regular, take the regular season serious and make the playoffs. You won't even need a play-in.
They said, King said, no charity out this bitch, bro.
Hey, we're going to see.
It's
more basketball, too, so. Kind of how y'all say more football, more basketball.
No, we wasn't asking for more games. The 16 was plenty.
Addressing that.
The 16 was more than enough. What you mean?
I feel that. Touche.
We wasn't asking. He said that like we was asking for more games.
Like, nobody asked. Nigga, what? Hey, can we get another one, please?
What are you talking
we
about?
We want to see more football, but don't add more games to the fucking season, my nigga. Trying to kill
think about that. You play 16, 18, 17, then you play three more play-in games. Then you start the playoffs. Kiss my ass.
niggas will not be playing shit.
It's too much. You're right, bro.
That's crazy as hell.
That's a lot of
crazy to think, bro. Yeah. Like, damn near 25 football games before you get to the playoffs, that'll be fucking stupid.
Before you even start the playoffs.
Yeah, before you start.
You do playoffs. That 25 games, then you start the playoffs.
No that'd way. Be fucking stupid.
There ain't no way.
I know why. You right on there, though.
Well, you limping. You literally, you already limping to the Super Bowl anyway.
I mean, but that was before they started adding games. I'm talking about years ago, nigga, before. When it was 15 games.
Said years ago, yeah.
Niggas been struggling. Fighting for their life.
That's why playoff football is so real, bro. We ain't out here for no reason.
Sweet.
This is not out here for no reason.
Sweet nigga walk out on that field looking like a bionicle man. Hey. Out this bitch, bro.
But when that whistle blow, that ball kick, hey, you gotta get
100 miles an hour.
Gotta get to it.
You gonna have a brace, a sleeve, 6 different kinds of sports rub, sports cream, or some shit. Like
shot up, IV'd pills,
my nigga. Like a pre workout, some electrolyte, nigga.
Get to it.
They got a damn car fuel, goddamn concoction going in your body, bro. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, man. We ain't got nothing else in here, man, bro.
We know. We stretched this bitch out.
We sick of the bullshit, brother. Sick of the bullshit, man.
Oh, we did that shit, though.
Y'all do what y'all say y'all gonna do. How about that?
All right, what?
All right. And what we be asking y'all to do every week, man, show some love. Everybody here, if you still here, well, then we know you hit the subscribe button and I wouldn't have to ask you to subscribe if you didn't watch to here.
Right, at this point.
I'm just saying. Like, I would hope you subscribe.
Man, what?
Man. You are go on ahead, y'all. Like, comment if you haven't already. Share that bit, man. Show some love to the other roomies out here. We appreciate y'all tapping in, baby. We're going to be back next week. Anything else, fellas, gentlemen?
Yeah, yo, real quick.
Okay.
I know the while we're recording this, the men's championship game is going on, but the women's tournament bracket challenge that we had,
ooh, okay,
is finalized. So we can go ahead and shout. If you guys want to go ahead and shout out the winner here.
Hey, yo. Hey, the women's bracket challenge. Look at Faye, bro, in first place.
Of course he won. He
with a 99.2%.
He set the whole tournament up. Of course he was going to win.
99.2%.
Come on, bro. All right, Donald Trump, winning your own tournament at your own place.
On
huh,
his
Faye?
Bracket.
He did try to slide that in there.
Good shit, Faye.
Hey, just for a little clarification, where is
everyone
scroll
else?
Down? Yeah, scroll down.
Yeah, where everybody else
scroll
is.
Down. Sweet's picks.
Right, so I'm 9.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, sweet. Cause sweet has South Carolina.
Yeah. Who did you have?
I had my first one didn't go in, so I did another one.
Okay.
I had South Carolina on another one. I was like, man, fuck that. I can't go like that.
I had South Carolina too.
So I had LSU. Finished the solid 29.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I was doing pretty good at one point. It's okay. Man, we appreciate y'all tapping in, showing the love, baby. We out of here. Easy.
If you have something to say, need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at Raw_Room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.